Best Siblings Podcast is back.
Yeah.
Finally. I am your host with the most, Clifford E. And joining me is my co-host, DeLeon. I got a shout you out, DeLeon. You in the building. And I got aka Denise with me.
Hi, everyone. All two of you.
That is so messed up. There is at least 20 people tuning in.
That's fantastic, Cliff. I wish you the best in all of your endeavors.
Please do. You know, it doesn't help when your siblings are haters, too. No. But we got a special episode for y'all. The title of this episode is Have You Ever? Now, just in case you don't know, I put out a little game on Facebook earlier, and it went viral. When I say viral, I'm talking about more so viral within our church. And it had listed a number of things. Oh, bless your heart. It listed some things like 1 through 20. Number one was, have you ever smoked weed? I haven't. 2, have you popped pills? I haven't. Number 3, have you ever went streaking? 4, skinny dip? 5, been arrested? 6, got into a fist fight? 7, gotten drunk? 8, wrecked a car? 9, egged someone's house? 10, played ding dong ditch? 11, been suspended? 12, been expelled? 13, pulled a fire alarm? 14, TP someone's property? 15, stolen something? 16, gotten a ticket? 17, drag race? 18, gotten a felony? 19, graffiti something? And 20, been kicked out of class. Now, what I didn't mention was that there was a price next to all of those items. And I totaled mine up. And shockingly, I've got $40.
You haven't lived.
Well, it appears that way. Let's just say some of my past sins didn't make it on the list. Yes. So since I stated mine, I'll go ahead and tell you all. I'll kick it off. I'll tell y'all which one I've done. I'm not going to tell you all of them. But can I say that list one more time? Let me see.
Sure. Left.
Which one have I done? I wrecked a car. Let me tell you how I wrecked a car. I was texting and driving years ago. And I wrecked Big Sister Bougie's car. I apologize for that, Bougie. I never stop apologizing for that. Yeah, but you know, I have favor though, because I hit an older woman and I just knew I was going to jail because I ain't had no proof. No, I didn't finish. I didn't finish.
What world is that favor?
I didn't finish. No, what happened was I hit the woman. She got out of her car. I just knew. I said, oh my God, I'm going to jail. Because I didn't have no proof of insurance. I had nothing. You know, the car was covered, but I ain't had no proof. I freaked out. It was my first. This was about a good 11 years ago. I freaked out. Okay. Young, dumb, and praise God.
I know.
So the woman gets out of her car and was like, oh, I ain't concerned about this little dent. And it was a huge dent. She's like, I was just telling my grandson, I'm going to give him this car. So I was like, well, you want to work out a deal? What do I have to give you? Because, you know, this is bogus. I felt so bad. She was like, just give me $150 and we'll call it a truce. I said, nice. Wow. So, Buzz, I want to ask you, from the list 1 through 20, well, first let me ask you, how much was your balance?
It wasn't a lot. It was like $60. I don't believe in committing felonies.
Okay.
So, there's that. I have a life to live. It doesn't include answering to a probation officer. Yeah. So, with that said, it was $60. I haven't lived either.
Yes, you have. If you cross 50, you've lived.
Nah, not really. Not like that. The only one I want to talk about, though, is funny because, you know, I got arrested.
Oh,
the way it happened was one of us had gotten arrested a month prior, and I made fun of one of us. I mean, like, I sent text messages to all of us, like, free so-and-so from jail.
That wasn't me, by the way.
It was hilarious. I mean, I talked about this sibling, like, for a whole month. Made jokes, flyers, memes. It was hilarious. And then one night, it was a Sunday night. I went to Delia's house to get some clothes for the week because I wasn't doing too well in life. And I left Delia's house at 11 o'clock. I was driving down Sauk Trail in our old car. Now, back in the day, when I was younger, I didn't believe in paying tickets or tolls for that matter. So my license would get suspended a lot. Anyways, my license was suspended. I didn't know. Richland Park police pulled me over. And the man had the nerve to, like, tell me to get out. Like, I was right in front of the house. And he was like, nope, it doesn't matter. You're still driving on a suspended license. And I'm like, oh. He's like, I got to tow your car. I'm like, what? He's like, I got to arrest you, too. I'm like, come on, brother. Don't arrest me.
And it was a black guy.
It's a black guy, yeah. He arrested me outside of my house. And I'm screaming for Irvin. Now, everybody's asleep, though, right? I'm like, Irv! Somebody! I was crying. It was ridiculous. You would have thought I was going to be going away to like 26 and cab. I was crying. I've been there. Uncomfortable in the back seat.
Oh, yeah. They make that intentionally uncomfortable.
Like, that is ridiculous. It is so uncomfortable. I guess it shouldn't be comfortable considering, you know, all things being considered. But I did manage to call Delia, who was away.
With your one phone call.
They saw me crying. They saw me crying and ended up giving me my purse back and gave me my cell phone and was like, just call somebody. Because it was like, apparently this isn't.
Shivering.
I called Delia, who called Apostle, and they just was laughing at me because I had spent a month laughing at this other sibling. And they came up and bailed me out. It was like $20, but I didn't have any money on me. Like, I didn't have $20 on me. It was ridiculous. It was a very intense, sad time.
How long were you in jail?
All of 20 minutes.
Detained, actually.
Because little Mike came up there too. Everybody and their mama came up there. Because they had me handcuffed to the wall. And I was like, is this necessary? Is this actually necessary? I'm not a thief. I just didn't pay my tolls.
Pay your tolls.
they were just like, take the handcuffs off, you know, uncover. Because, I mean, I acted a complete fool up in there, like. I shouldn't be here. So, yeah, I totally Karened out in the police station. But, yeah, I was there for about maybe an hour, maybe. I got home and went crazy on Earth. Like, you know, I was calling your name.
Oh, my God. He was asleep.
Yeah, he was asleep. Oh, God. He was like, oh, man, you got arrested? For real? But, yeah, that was good times. So now, you know, we pay tolls and got a new car. So we're good. Like, you know, I don't have to worry about, you know, tickets and stuff. When police get behind me now, I'm like, what's up, guys? Not really. I still, you know, never know. But yeah, that was good times.
Nobody never calls me whenever they get arrested.
Because you're number one, is your phone on? Like, that's surprised it's on right now to even record. That is probably the more shocking thing.
The nicest thing I've heard all day.
Yeah. One of these days, you're going to walk around with a charger. That's just going to be one of your...
Yeah, I keep forgetting. It's like, I don't panic until I get to 2%. I don't panic until my battery gets to
2%. Make that 220. Like, put it in your head. 20% is 2%. Because actually, nowadays, 20% is 2%. Because if you do anything on your phone at 20%, it's done in 20 minutes.
But you want to know what this darn Android does? It tells me that, 20% equals to about 45 more minutes until battery is dead.
But if you know that, though, right? You know to do right, and you choose to do wrong anyways.
It's sin.
It is sin. You are sinning by not carrying a charger.
I didn't read that in the Bible concerning cellular devices, but
see, this is called parenting. Let me help you be a better parent to Harper.
What?
You take a scripture. You take something they say. You find a scripture. You twerk that scripture. You turn it to your own advantage.
Oh, we twerking scriptures now.
You make that thing work. I'm just joking. and you make them feel bad. I'm joking. I'm honestly really joking. Chill, everybody.
Harper, I'm starting to tell her, we'll see.
Oh, you remember Dad you say that? Daddy on your own?
Yeah, I'm about to tell Dad back in like 95, hey, Dad, I want to go to Disney World. We'll see. Well, we went in 98.
Did we?
Yeah, 98. You remember all of us went? And it was $50 at the time.
What?
It was $50 at the time when we
to
all
went. To go to Disney World?
It's $50 each compared to $150 now.
Really?
It's $150. Well, last one, when I went 2 years ago, it was $150. So I'm sure it's $200 now.
We went to Disneyland. We went to California. That's the last one we went to.
Oh, nice.
But I took them to, instead of Disney, because they're too old for Disney now. So I took them to, we took them to,
Universal.
Thank you, Universal. Yeah. But that Universal was much smaller than the one in Florida.
Yeah, the one in Florida is huge, and they still building on it.
Like, we ran out of places to go. We went out of rides to get on. Like, I didn't want to get on the thing in, like, the Harry Potter world, because nobody understood it. Like, all of us were just sitting there like, this is so not fun, like. This is just stupid, honestly. But we left, you know, like 4 or 5 hours after we got there. Because it was, honestly, we ran out of stuff to get on. Mm. I was like, we would have never run out of stuff at Disney. I'm sorry, Universal in Florida. But, you know.
I'm glad I didn't move to California.
When did you gonna move to California?
Well, that's a long story. But I was hit with a proposition to move to California years ago.
You know what a preposition is? A proposition.
Proposition.
There we go.
All yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh, you thought I said preposition, like a preposition phase?
Yeah, let's just say preposition. Oh. Sound like preposition.
More. See, you know, I got the my vocabulary is okay to have gone to Liberty Academy, so.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because you went to Prairie State afterwards like everybody else. Oh. Don't do that. Don't even do that.
I got something for y'all concerning Prairie State. I told Booch, but I got a homie that go to Prairie State. And when I was at Prairie State back in 2010 when I graduated, mm-hmm. it was, I think it was, tuition was maybe, I forget the in-district. I mean, the
my in district was 70 per hour.
Okay, so mine was probably like one. It was probably 100 or a 110.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
So it was probably what 2,000 a semester,
if that.
Yeah, if that. Right.
Like mine wasn't 2,000.
My homie is paying $5,000 a semester.
Yo,
I said what for Prairie State?
For Prairie State.
That's what I said.
Just go to Kennedy King. What was his major?
I don't even know. Like she was a young girl.
A tenderoni. Oh, you don't like them tender.
I do, but I don't like young girls. And for those of you that's listening, I don't really like the older ones, older babes, the old babes club members. And I like them in between.
So about
35. Oh my God!
Hey, I'm 35. You like your sister?
35 and younger. 35 to 32. Yeah, there you go.
You know what? How old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay, that makes sense. You shouldn't go much older.
No.
Because then, like, your music changes, the music preferences change, and movies that you like to watch change.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like a disaster waiting to happen. Honestly.
Yeah.
Because how can you relate? And that's the whole thing about relationships, right? It's like relating. That's the first part. So it's like, if you don't relate to, you know, things, like, me and Vicky have good relationship. Well, we have a decent relationship because...
Y'all in a relationship?
Well, we're siblings.
Okay.
We have a sibling
relationship. No, I'm messing with you.
But no, like, we have we relate on movie levels. Like, we used to watch the same movie. We still do, honestly.
Yeah.
And we can quote Mean Girls. And we can quote The Devil Wears Prada.
That
and mean we can
girls.
Quote Ever After. And so in conversation, we just throw out quotes to each other all the time. That's just how we relate, right?
Yeah.
So, like...
Mean Girls to y'all is what 8 Crazy Nights is to me, John and Derry.
And Irvin?
Oh, classic.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't seen it, check out 8 Crazy Nights, but watch it around Christmas.
What's that? Bum, bum, bitty, bitty, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bitty, bitty, bum.
That sounds like Jenny. You remember Billy, Billy, Bum, Bum?
Huh?
You remember that? Jenny?
Bitty, bitty, bum, bum. Yeah. That's Selena.
Yeah, I know, but that it reminded me. Oh, Jenny loved that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Or something like that. But you know, Eight Crazy Nights, I've watched it so many times.
That's a classic.
I actually, oh my goodness, I told Irvin the other day, I saw a woman who looked like Eleanor.
Oh no.
Oh my god, I'm not even kidding. She looked, and she sounded like him too. I was like,
you sure went on Candace?
Evil. Edit that.
Right. People be telling me, bro, you be going in on your aunt on Facebook, bro. I don't know if you're doing it, love.
Sent me, auntie and them text messages.
Oh, man. Abracadabra.
You ever see The Office? You ever watched The Office?
Oh, yeah, a little
you
Office.
Remember when they, when, what was the weird old man's name who worked there?
Was an old man that worked there?
Yeah, it was an older white guy who used to work there, and he used to be really weird. What's his name? Creed or something?
He's a well-known actor, right?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, his character wanted to get on the internet to express himself. Mm-hmm. So the intern set him up with a Word document and told him it was the internet. So he can express himself.
That is so messed up.
And that's what I think we should do for Auntie Candace.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? She's now on Facebook, and maybe she's amongst friends. Man. I'm not really friends with a lot of,
no.
Auntie Candace's friends. No. So maybe they understand.
She told me. She's like, baby, how come people respond back to you? They don't respond back to me.
I try to like her stuff when I understand it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That stuff be just...
I'd be like, auntie writes like how she talks, though. Yeah. She's like, on to the next. She's
yeah.
Like, on to the next.
Flipping off with ideas.
I love it.
Then I come back to him and be like, auntie, what's ABG? You tell me. You text this.
You made the acronym.
What? I'm like, Aunt Candace.
But Clev, is she really calling you auntie baby girl? She called you auntie baby girl.
No, ABB is me. Ab. Hey, Ab. Auntie baby boy. Ab.
She texted me earlier this week. I thought it was, I responded.
You know what? If she don't get in touch with me or Dilia, she gonna text all y'all, call y'all.
I'm like the fourth person on the list.
I wish I was the fourth.
No offense. I love you. Being with auntie.
I love auntie. I love her.
She gives you good material.
Yes, she do. Oh, my God.
I was thinking about Bucks the other day.
Buckaroo.
Bucks!
So do Miss Bucks.
Man, he was hilarious. We got to start doing that more, like throwing money up in the air and taking pictures. People go, die for it.
That's what we should do for the birthdays. That'd be dope.
You talking about here at church?
Yeah.
Boy, we just got that liability insurance. We're trying to lose
true.
It.
Yeah. That's true.
People jumping over us for dollars.
That's why I need y'all, because, you know, I'm right-brained and y'all left-brained, so y'all help to balance
even
things.
Even if we weren't here, Apostle would say no. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You know. And that has nothing to do with being right-brained or left-brained. You just mixed in the brain.
Yeah.
Just a little off.
To a left-brainer, I am.
Oh, Jesus. Some may say I'm a dreamer.
You know, one day I'm going to get Apostle on this podcast, but I don't know how to... Like, I know if I tell her that I'm going to have her on the podcast, she's going to be like, no! But if I just record her...
She might surprise you, though.
I know, right? Yeah, Apostle is a book of surprises. I love him. Yeah.
She might actually do it. It's just
she's going to say, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? And then next thing you know, Apostle going to end up having her own podcast. That'd be dope.
I know, right? Well, what would she call it?
The Eagle Hour. Oh, I don't know. Eagle's Landing podcast.
Eagle's Landing. That's something eagle related.
Yes.
Something eagle related. But yeah, it's going to be. Did you have a good day, Cluffy?
Huh?
Did you have a good day?
Yeah. Actually, I'm thinking about starting a business. You know, everybody's psyched about this chicken thing. So I'm thinking about selling fried chicken feet. I already got a name for the business. It's called Chicken Run. No, I'm sorry, Chicky Run. Me and Aunt Candace, we're going to go in 50-50.
She'll be happy about that.
Oh, man.
Here's the thing, though. Like, let's say this business was legit. Right?
What are you trying to say?
If you can. But let's say it's legit. Let's say it's a legit thing. Number one, though, you can't cook. So.
Now you know.
You never tried my food? I never seen you cook.
I make the best grilled cheese on wheat bread.
Big boy can make good grilled cheese.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we got to have a cook-off. Tell Bishop Senegal. Bishop Senegal, we're having a grilled cheese cook-off.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know, that'd be cool, though. Yeah. You can, you know, make it. And somebody once did a grilled cheese sandwich. I think it was on Tasty or something. They put like 4 different types of cheese on.
Yeah, it's a restaurant I go to that does that, which I will not say on here because I don't want to see none of you.
Oh, Jesus. I know exactly what you're talking about. You probably already mentioned it. None of your
Oh, not Harvest Room. I dumped them. They're like my ex now. I'm tired. You know
what? So you go back every so often.
I did go back. Yo. Yo. That you are prophetic for real, yo. Yo. What happened was they peed me off 3 weeks ago. I said, I'm not coming back. I went Saturday because mm-hmm. They got this bomb salad like, that me and Dylan like.
They're your ex, for real.
They are my ex. But I told the waitress, I said, listen. Because she was like, where have you been? I haven't seen you. I said, listen, I got to be honest. I cheated on y'all. I went around the corner. I'm not going to say the name of the restaurant. But I went around the corner and I said, they have more space than you all. I'm just rubbing it all in her face like this.
What did they do?
Well, the one thing that I was tired of, the food is bomb. But when I would come, as much as I would come, I would always have to wait 10 to 15 minutes before I order.
Oh, even after you sat down?
Yes, after I sat down. That's why I'd be like, what the heck? That's what I'm saying.
Who needs to wait 15 minutes? Like, they wouldn't even bring you water. Yes, and I'm not even exaggerating. Anything?
They would, the guys, the bus boys, I don't want to call them that. But, yeah.
Bus men,
there you go. That's what I call them. They would bring me water, but I would just be waiting, and then the waiters would be just walking past like, I don't have you. They wouldn't say that, but they would just look at me like, I don't have you, so that's not on me. I'm like, what type of service?
Who has me? Right.
Exactly. And then someone shows up. Hey, I'm here to take your hand. I'm heated.
I hate that small. That's the problem though with a lot of smaller restaurants. Like, my thing is the way you compete. This is how I feel. The way you compete. Which, you know, with larger chain restaurants like in Orland, where people go or think about when they want to go out and eat, is service.
Yeah.
It's like, if you have excellent service, people are going to come back because they're like, man, I'm going to get waited on. I mean, it's going to be fast. When I think about Eggheads, like, there are so many other breakfast places to go. Like, like Stacked. But Eggheads is so efficient.
They are.
They have a system. And every server follows the same system.
They do, actually.
They follow the system. And that's just like somebody cracked the code. Like, all you have to do, as soon as somebody sits down, bring a pot of coffee.
Yeah.
And see if anybody wants coffee. Take a drink order. Bring back the drinks. Take the order. While you're waiting for the food, bring the condiments. Bring the food out. When you bring the food out, ask if anybody needs condiments. Nobody needs condiments. Come and sit some doggone napkins on the table. Leave. Come back in 10 minutes. Ask if I want anything. And bring the bill and sit it there. That's it. That is the formula. It is. I mean, you can get $10. This is what they have to tell you. Waitress, this. You can get $10 just for doing these few things.
I'm telling you.
From each table. And it's like, that's why they have the same waitresses. And the waitresses are happy.
You know, for some old babes, they be on it, too.
They be on it.
Yeah. No disrespect.
But that's management, right? It's like, if your management is terrible, the waitresses is going to be terrible. The cook's going to be terrible. The busboy's going to be terrible. Everybody. Hostess, everybody. But if management, and the management Eggheads is top-notch. I got to give
it. It really is.
They are always walking around. They are friendly. I mean, they look like they're stern.
They
but
do.
At the same time, they look friendly. So, it's like, you know what? Y'all doing something. Y'all doing the right thing. And I appreciate that.
If you didn't know, we are grub connoisseurs.
Man. I really just, you know, enjoy good service.
I'm telling you. I'm with you.
You know? And that argument that a lot of waitresses and waiters have, like, you know, if you can't afford to, you know, pay us or tip us, then you shouldn't come out to eat. And I feel like if you're getting paid based upon how you serve, maybe you should provide better service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it doesn't always have to be like bring my food out quickly, but being friendly, you know, keeping your head on a swivel, that's what Irvin always says. Like, you know, asking if I need something.
Yeah.
I'm not saying constantly, but at least once or twice.
Yeah.
Man, we went up in Baker Square once, and this white lady came out the back and saw us sitting in her area, and you could see it all over her face, like, oh no, not these people. Not the Negroes. I'm not even kidding. I don't know if she didn't want to serve a family or she didn't want to serve black people. Either way, she looked at us like, oh, y'all ain't gonna tip me. Y'all, you know, whatever. And I thought it was just me, but Irvin, as soon as she left, Irvin was like, well, wow. I mean, God, if that's how she feels. I'm like, okay, so yeah. You too? Mm-hmm. She was really nasty. You know, I didn't want to tip her nothing. So, you know, Irvin was like, I got it. Don't you just go to the car. I'll pay the bill. Don't worry about it.
That happened to me the other day. I'm like, oh, so you got an attitude. Well, that's $10 off your tip.
My thing is, I'm not forcing you to be at work.
I'm telling you. I'm not even being bogus. I'm not even saying I need this, that right now, right now. Give it right now.
It's like, no.
I'm patient.
I'm this is not my job, so... Mm. I'm spending extra money to be out and with my family and friends. You chose the service industry, which is a great industry. And if you crack the code, you can make the money.
Yeah.
I'm saying you're always going to have an on day. Nobody always has an on day. But at the same time, I mean, if you want that money,
money. You
turn it on.
I'm telling you, right.
Just turn it on. Give me the phone to yourself.
I'm telling you.
We all got to do it for work.
Kiss all that butt.
It's like, hello. How can I help you? Oh, my goodness. What? Oh, no, I made a mistake. I'm going to fix that right away. Yes.
You know who I get tired of doing that? Car salesmen.
Oh, they're the worst.
They act like they your best friend. I'm like, man, shut up and do the numbers, man. I don't want to hear all that stuff. I wish there was
a way to order a car and just pay, do the whole thing online with the app.
Oh, you can now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's available. They got an app for that.
Man, next call
you
buy.
Sam told me.
Next call you buy.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to send it to you.
I mean, we just got a car. So, I mean, we don't need one, but.
I feel you.
The next car we buy, 100% through an app.
Yeah, because I don't like car dealerships.
Y'all on car dealership. And, but you know what? Test driving, though. Like.
Yeah, test driving is key, though.
Buddy. Like, these new cars, you know, with the gas efficiency is not like. Like, my other car, like, you could just go. Like, even though it was a 4-cylinder. Camera,
you that's
just,
good you know that.
Wow. Cam was like, put your foot down, you're gone. Okay, yeah. Cam be gone.
Oh, that gassy fishing crap. Oh, yeah, ooh. That's some junk.
Ooh.
Oh, I tell you, was whack. The Fords. The Fords cut off when you come to a stop.
Auto stop.
Oh, that's whack.
Auto stop. The Chevy's got them too. Okay? Oh,
Chevy's?
That's what we have right now, okay?
Oh, God bless
you. It drives me insane. It just, and I could just hear it squealing, like, you're pressing down too hard. I'm not ready to go.
That's how my horn sound. Beep, beep. Excuse me. Let me through, please. I'm so sorry. Don't hurt me.
A weak horn.
Oh, my horn is whack. You know what? Back to that $10 tip. You know, your father rebuked me once for giving a waiter a $10 tip. It was just me and him.
He said it was too high, too low.
Too low.
How much was the meal?
About 30,
35. I mean, like...
He's like, man, you cheap, man. He rebuked me.
If you did 10%, that's 3. 20% is 6. So...
That's good.
$10. What is that? 30, 34%?
I was horrible with math.
I think, man, that's a rich people math.
Yeah.
More, you know what? Let's get on that.
I'm telling you. Because Dad would tip whatever the bill costs, he would tip half of it. Every time.
50%.
He tipped 50% for sure.
That's rich people stuff. Oh,
I'm telling you.
I'm going to be on that.
And people used to run. I mean, as soon as he came through the door, they would tell him, oh, so you're getting the grilled cheese with fries and pickles on the side? With ketchup? You got it.
Well, when you tip 50%, I mean.
Yeah, you tip 50%. Oof. Dude, they love Dad. When they see me come back to the restaurant, they're like,
that's
oh,
why
you
wait 15 minutes. That's why you wait 15 minutes so
No, that's my restaurant. If I go back to this restaurant, where's your father? Then I got to tell him the whole spiel is, And they whole thing is, no more tips? I'm like, hey, that was my dad. You talking about a tip? Oh, man, he will be calling.
Well, this has been a blast.
Yeah, we made it 30 minutes.
Did we make 30 minutes?
The first time. Come on, Dill.
Dillier, our silent partner, has cleaned the entire room.
Fuji.
That's made. So all the sound effects you heard in the background came from her. Thanks, Fuji. All right.
Well, next time. Yeah, I would say we're going to try to birth out 2 more episodes in Jesus' name this month. Yeah, because we are back by definitely a few demands.
And if you have 20, Cliff, I mean, that's 20 demands. That's 20 people who are listening and want to hear you.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not going to. You're right. I'm not going to despise the day of small beginnings.
You know what I'm saying? Just be consistent.
And be consistent, yes. Surprise yes. People. Yes. We're going to surprise you. We're going to get Apostle Lathan on here soon. In Jesus' name, pray for us.
I just said make no promises. I just said it.
But oh.
Love you.
I'm speaking by faith. And before I go, remember, only you can prevent forest fires. Okay? I want to leave you with that. All right. You hope you all enjoyed this podcast. By the way, we best siblings. Signing off.
I'm talking to my brother right now.
Adios.